Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is me, Pete. Mr. Petey, yes. Mr. Petey Motivator and American Rebel. And this is an American Rebel podcast. And you know what? The one thing, and you know, people have been wondering. And I know people have been wondering. And I'm going to give you my take on this. And I'm not a politician or a political analyst, okay? I don't know much about politics. I do know about patterns, human patterns. I do know a lot of about decisions and possible ways of solving problems, okay? That type of thing. So I know that. So I know some of this. So that what I'm talking to you about, when I talk to you about this, that's where I come from. It's important that you understand where I'm coming from on that. Because as an American rebel, you know what I'm finding out through observation and all this other stuff about Donald J. Trump and what's going on. Many of you folks are not getting the true story about what's going on. Why? Because you're getting hand fed bullshit by the press, including Fox News many times, that don't feed you this in the news that you need to know. And so therefore they don't feed you the news that you know. They want you to think that Biden's gonna be president no matter what. And that so we get to prepare for him, so we have to fawn over him as the new president, even though he's not president yet. No, I don't that Petey don't play that. If you thought that, I would have a sock and I'd whap you upside the head like homie the clown. I'm sorry, Petey don't play that. No, but you know, there is a method to the madness that I do see. And I'm going to share this with you, okay? I'm going to share this with you because I think it may be that if the Trump administration is, if Donald Trump and his legal team are listening to this, is possible. I'd be honored and flattered if you actually listened to this. This would be kind of pretty freaking awesome. But and if the Biden team listens to this, man, I don't think they would, because they're counting Trump out big time right now. So what I'm about to spell out to you is what I think is the actual reasoning, what's happening, and about the election, and why Trump is not conceding, and then going forward from there. Okay, so first and foremost, let's get the basic premises that the election was defrauded. It was defrauded by people that for counters. It was defrauded by the voting groups and that kept poll watchers out, not being able to see things. Hiding ballots, making illegal ballots, changing the rules so they can get more votes for Biden in and none for Trump. So all that and during the course of this time, Giuliani and the whole legal team for Trump have a lot of evidence. Now they've taken this evidence. Now what do they do with this evidence? Well, they've taken this evidence to the lower courts and appealed and appealed and appealed and appealed, okay? And for general things. And then what happens is then they've taken, and after they've failed in general things, they've calculated what are more evident out there and put those out and tried it for those. See, basically, it's like what I used to do when I was a paranormal investigator. Okay, as a paranormal investigator, someone come up to me and say, "Hey, come give me a phone call." Yeah, I was a ghost hunter. I had a crew, and everything was awesome, and we had a 99% chance rate of no reoccurrences. It was awesome, flipping awesome. So anyway, you know, they come out, tell me that there was a ghost in their house, or there's a demon in their house, whatever the case may be. We go out. We go in the house first. Basically, take some base readings to see what's going on in the house. So what's a constant? Then what we do then is we go over. And then we go to we do basically a general investigation, which means we just basically look for anything and anything. Rooms, which rooms are hot, which ones are cold, what's more energetic, what's happening in more in certain rooms, that type of thing. Let's talk to the people that own the house, that are in the house or rent the house, and see what's going on with them, see what's happening to them, that type of thing. Have them go in the rooms with us so we could figure out which person is affected. That was the first stage. And at the point in time, too, we would debunk. At that time, then we would debunk then anything that we could. Like if it was a door slam, you know, how the door kept opening up. Or cold draft, whatever the case may be. And we'd go ahead and debunk that while we're talking and while we're doing it. Then the second part of the investigation would be to fine-tune the investigation. Take some of the major equipment out in some of the other rooms and leave some still there. But by the same token, too, go out and just go out to the main areas that were main hotspots and hit those harder. After we've deduced what's going on, what may be happening, and so on. So then we can help them, then help whatever at the time, help the spirit move on, help the person move on so that the haunting would stop. And this worked. But then, and so therefore we did that. So therefore, that being said, that was a strategy for doing it. That's the clear strategy for doing it. Well, We're trying to exercise a demon per se in the possible Biden administration, and Biden Harris ghost, the Biden Harris demon. We're trying to exercise it, but the problem is there's all these things going on in the voter fraud and everything. There's many things going on, voter fraud. And the way states did things and the way these courts are backing up, that they can only do one thing. So what they do? We take these claims and we take them to the inner courts. What the Trump team is doing is taking those inner courts to task, putting it out there, putting the thing. The ones that are debate, the ones that don't allow it, we take them to their courts. And then if not, we take it to the legislators. And then therefore, if nothing happens, but by the same token, while we're doing all this, they're collecting all the data necessary, all the affidavits, all the real, true evidence they have, and putting it aside for the failures that happen. These little small court things and small appeals things are just part of the task of trying to determine where the problem is and what needs to be done. So therefore, right now, Trump is in the middle of doing these court things and these hearings and that type of thing. But in essence, the real thing is these are not going to do any good. Why? Because this communistic, progressive, liberal, democratic Washington elites and their cronies in other states and in their state in such democratic states have such a foothold on these things that there's no way in hell they're going to go through. They're going to do whatever it takes to protect their golden puppet boy Biden. So therefore, what they're doing is they're doing whatever they can. However, by doing this, they've left open themselves to basically the real evidence. So that when push comes to shove, there's only one clear case to go to. And this is where I predict. Because right now we know he's going through all the courts just so to get to run through that to fine-tune his strategy to where he wants to go. There's a Methodist madness. So all you backers that are backing Donald Trump, don't unback him yet because he knows what he's doing. See, you have to go through a small courts and appeals to fine-tune your attack, you know, his attack before he can go in for the kill. So my thing is, this is my suggestion and what he may do. And if Donald J. Trump, if this is your strategy or you're listening, hey, by all means, listen. You can listen if you want, but I think it makes perfect sense. Take all of your, this would be the ultimate thing that Trump can win by, in my book, in my analysis of what's going on. Take all the evidence that you have that is diehard evidence that all these courts are trying to hide. All these sworn affidavits, all the evidence about Dominion, and all this what the states did in Pennsylvania, Michigan, that to change the rules. Okay? Take all that, put it in one big case, not the small little cases, one big case. So in each state, you know, don't need to go with the whole state, you know, the examples for the whole state, because there may be not that very vague examples I needed. But in certain counties, though, there's some main evidence. All Pennsylvania may not be there, but Wayne County may be. Focus on Wayne County. And Michigan, there may be some there, but there may be some in one county where there was some really feasible, questionable things on there. Georgia, same way. California, same way. And pick these states, Georgia, California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and then maybe Nevada too. And then maybe a couple other, just throwing a couple other ones that went Biden's way that you know that you have proof. They have solid proof. Take that to the Supreme Court. Present your case to the Supreme Court, not on the merits of all these little cases and all these little examples, and you put it on there that you need that there should be an they should order that the presidency should be the inauguration should be held on hold, and an audit should be made on all those votes on those counties and maybe other counties around them on those states. An audit. Audit those votes. This way we know for sure you have it, you have things singled out, you know, laser thinned on what on the good evidence you have, not the vague evidence. And all the affidavits. And then take it to Supreme Court and let the Supreme Court decide. The Supreme Court is because if Biden goes to the White House, they're going to cram two more liberals into that Supreme Court so they can put things through their own agenda. That's a given right there. So the best way is to use the Supreme Court as it is right now, Donald J. Trump, and use it in one strategic attack that will knock them out. That will not just knock out their communication hub on a battleship, but will knock out the engine too as well on the battleship too as well. Take all the diehard evidence you have and make it a case of statewide, of national fraud, voter fraud. Put it through and have them have the federal government do an audit of all those votes, an audit, and see which ones really did. And if by chance those audits come up fruitless, then you're done. But I would think with all those audits that you become close, either become real, you come like, you don't make 270, but you make more, you have more than Joe Biden, or you hit 270, then basically you have won because you have picked the battle and put all your energy in battle into one battle. The Supreme Court for a nationwide voter fraud based on the merits of all of Wayne County, Pennsylvania, say for example, and other parts of the other states I've mentioned, California, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. You get what I'm saying? By doing so, you may or may not win, but that's your bet. To me, as a person, as a tactical person, as a person that has a mind that's tactful, that knows a little bit about strategically to do that, and therefore you've basically packed your attack in one major attack that they can't escape. Because if those votes are audited, then basically then the federal government gets involved in looking at those votes, not the states, not the counters. The federal government does. And there you have more control over than what the states do when they do the recounts. That's just my position. And I mean, that's the best. That to me, that's the best. And then hitting all these small ones basically all the time. You can do small ones just to put a little bit out there to just throw them off the scent, dogs off the scent. But save it up for one major fight, and let's get that legal battle going for a nationwide voter fraud, and get that going. And I can guarantee you, at least it's not going to be a runaway, like they're putting out Biden to be president elect. Biden may win, but then he may lose because of not quite 270. You may get 270 or a little bit over, or you get more than Biden, but less than 270. And let that happen to be that way, because that way is your best. That way, to me, is your best strategy, because then you've put all your attacks and put all your soldiers and all your major special forces in one spot Biden and his team cannot defend themselves, because they will have no power. That's me. That's my thing for this podcast. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a Trump supporter, and if you are America First person, go out and protest if you can. Let these liberal left socialist communistic liberals in Washington and their people know that we are not going away, and there's a hell of a lot more of us than them. And let them know that we are there. For Biden supporters, don't go there. Don't mess with them. Just leave them be and let them be themselves. But for Biden, Harris, all the Washington elite, and all the governors and all the governors and lieutenant governors and that type of thing, I tell you all, go out if you can. Go out and wear masks, wear gloves, go out and protest, protest, protest. Let our voices be heard. Drive with your cars with Trump 2020 and the American flag. Let them in caravans if you can. Let it be known that we are not going to let a communistic, progressive, socialistic hack and group of and virus of the Biden administration and Washington elite Democrats screw up our country and screw up our America right when we're in the crust of getting even and standing ahead and being ahead and also the respect that has been needed over for the world for us. Bottom line, that's what I say. And then for all the rest of us like me, go out to their phones, go on the internet, hit their phones, hit their internet, blow it up, not only by bombs, blow it up by your words, and blow it up by your blogs, and go in there and let's just jam up their internet. Let's not give them a moment's peace at this moment. You know, they're getting a moment's peace by the press and so on, but let's not give them a moment's peace. So no matter what happens, if Trump does retain presidency, we go after those people and we hit them hard that way. When they're doing public appearances, whatever the case may be, go out there. But however, if Biden become if Biden does so happen to steal the presidency, we go out to the White House, flood his phone calls, flood his internet, flood all the people in his cabinet, flood all the people over in all the Democrats and socialist, liberal, communist Democrats everywhere, and let them know we are not going to take what they're doing laying down. Even though we can't stop them, we can sure let them know, so that in 2 years rolls around, when midterms rolls around, there's going to be damn payback, and we're going to pay back, and we're going to get back. In another 4 years, we'll get payback, and it's not going to be pretty. And just let them know and know. Don't give them a moment's peace. Not one moment's peace. And let them know that it's America first. Not a publicity hack like Biden. Not a political agenda attack either, like the liberal left, socialist, communistic Democrats. Let's let them know we are not gonna take down, and we're not gonna stand still, and they're not gonna stop us, and they're not gonna silence, because there's a hell of a lot more of us than them. Peace out. God bless, and enjoy yourselves, and have a great night. And remember, not only can you make the best day possible, the best week possible, and the best life possible, you can make we can all, as patriots, make the United States the best nation possible. Peace out. God bless.